listening to the only podcast in the universe where clothing is optional, but pot is not. Broadcasting from FEMA Region 7, it's Bowl After Bowl with your hosts, Lorian and Spencer.
And back where we belong. Happily coming to you tonight from FEMA Region 7. Not a typo, not a misspeak. It is September 10th, 2024. And you're listening to episode 340 of Bowl After Bowl. I'm Sir Spencer Wolf of Kansas City.
And I'm Dame DeLorean. And boy, it feels good to be back in the bowl.
Oh, yeah.
The bowl.
The bowl.
Not the road bowl.
Gotta love it. You gotta also love this special Bitcoin centric segment we call
on-chain, off-chain, token, shit-chain.
On-chain, off-chain, token, shit-chain, on-chain, off-chain, go! Streaming SaaS booster grounds makes you really want to build a node.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We are still unpacking. In fact, some of the unpacking happened right during the pre-show just to get some shit set up to be able to do this show.
Yeah.
And once we roll all of that out, this week, we've got a few things to work on node-wise, including our node video, how to build a node. Shout-out, by the way, to Harvhat, as usual, for keeping a close eye on the nodes. I did reboot the Start 9, so that should now be up and running. It's resynced again. Everything is grooving. Everything's grooving. I even updated some packages in there.
Nice.
So that's up. Also, what's up is the KC Bitcoin Block Party this Sunday.
Wild.
Crazy. It's coming up. It came up so fast. I've been printing out these Bitcoin 3D printed chains about as fast as I can. So I'll have plenty of those and other stuff to offer for Bitcoin at the spot. And it is actually at a different location this time. It is a barbecue joint over in Mission. Let me get the full details here. Because we're going to want to send you to the right place, of course.
Yeah.
It is at RJ's BBQ Shack in Mission, Kansas.
Nice.
This will start at 2 p.m. Central, run till 8. And yeah, it's going to be a great time. So come on down. Buy stuff with Bitcoin. Participate in the real economy here. A little Bitcoin economy, the circular Bitcoin economy. It's here, baby. Everyone's begging for it to like arrive. It's been here. We've been doing this shit. And you can participate in person this Sunday. Or really any time, dude. Just hit a brother up. But
true.
yeah. What else do we got going on? I promised I would keep it short, so we got to hold Spencer to this promise to keep it short this week.
Okay, I got you.
Two interesting headlines. Let's start with the one that's going to make me mad and end with the one that's going to make me happy. The one that's going to make me mad. We've talked a little bit about the Tornado Cash trial that's ongoing in the United States. This news broke on the 6th.
Mm.
Last Friday, it came to my desk, which is when you want to release news that you don't really want people to read and get all hot and bothered by.
Yeah, getting ready for the weekend.
Getting ready for the weekend.
Not a care in the world.
Figuring this out. Yes. According to Law 360, Fifth Circuit hesitant to call Tornado Cash an entity. And we also learn that only three examples of illicit Tornado Cash use is even cited by the U.S. Treasury in this big sanctions case that they are bringing against the developers of Tornado Cash, which, of course, a mixing service, cryptocurrency mixing service. A Fifth
Wow.
Circuit panel questioned the U.S. Treasury's classification of Tornado Cash as a corporation, calling its reasoning slippery during oral arguments on Tuesday. Tornado Cash users appealed a Texas federal court's decision upholding the Treasury sanctions. The Treasury sanctioned Tornado Cash after discovering, quote, North Korean hackers used at least three times, and
out of, yeah, how many transactions?
Millions upon millions of transactions. At least three times North Korean hackers used it to launder hundreds of millions worth of cryptocurrency. Okay. Users argue Tornado Cash is an open source privacy tool, not a sanctionable entity, right? It is software code.
Free speech.
Software code. It would be like, are they going to sanction iPop or whatever the fuck your email service is?
Mm.
If there's illegal communication going on via email, right? Are they gonna?
Sure.
They make an if a drug dealer places a call to a client, are we going to go after T-Mobile? Are we going to go after the cell phone infrastructure?
Yeah.
This is absurd. This absurd lines of thought. The Treasury Department argues it can sanction Tornado Cash, saying the crypto project acts like a corporation rather than ownerless code. Bradley Henschelwood, great name, dog. Bradley Henschelwood of the U.S. Department of Justice notes that users own TORN, a token similar to corporate stock. Which, that is a great way to put a big securities target on your back, is to just have a shitcoin. So, bad move there, dog. However, U.S. Judge Kurt Englehart, circuit court judge, noted that out of millions of transactions, the agency only found three instances of money laundering using Tornado Cash, and asked why the existing designations for North Korea were insufficient to achieve the agency's purpose, right? So they've already sanctioned North Korea. And so the DOJ is like, hey, or excuse me, this U.S. circuit court judge is like, you're a solution in the search of an entity in the way, is what she said. Love it.
Yeah.
Edith Jones also expressed skepticism of the Treasury's categorization, noting that North Korea could still use the protocol regardless if the sanctions were in place or not.
Right.
Like, there's no way for dudes to stop them because it is software code that they could download on a computer and run in North Korea and then wag their dick in the sky and say, oh, no U.S. government here. Right? So, like, how could they stop a protocol? In fact, just earlier this week, there were reports that the hacker entity, which stole over $230 million in user assets, started to move funds through Tornado Cash in an attempt to obfuscate the trail of funds. But the three transactions cited, those are all instances where North Korea stole hundreds of millions of dollars of cryptocurrency. So it's stolen cryptocurrency that then gets mixed. Henschelwood added, it's important because by sanctioning entities that aid North Korea, that's how they're framing this, their ability to help the rogue state is lessened, as though Tornado Cash exists to help North Korea. Never the stated goal, never the... there's no communication going on between the developers and North Korea. All right, this is fever dream fantasy land that the Department of Justice, of course, lives full-time in. Of course, in a related case, the government is also going after the founders of Bitcoin privacy tool Samurai Wallet. The next hearing in that case is going to, it's scheduled for September 17th.
Coming up.
So, yeah.
Fuckers. It's,
I've got a couple articles here about the, Tornado Cash from CoinDesk, from Protos.
I can't get over the, we have three examples of illicit use. Like, wow, I'm pretty sure when this all started, Chainalysis came out and was claiming that like 30% of the transactions were illicit. Some wild and likely bullshit number.
Oh yeah. It's all insane. it would not be completely unfunny if the one thing that fucks them over is that they had their own little shit coin that they were shilling to people.
True.
If they were marketing a security to their users. Just saying. Okay, let's end on some happy note. AlbiHub version 1.7.2 came out. In fact, that was the day after we did the last bowl. Nice. So many times that happens. They published an update, which includes a friends and family app. How about that? So what this does, according to their announcement, I'll read from their announcement. In this release, we introduce a brand new friends and family app in the App Store. Try it out to easily onboard your friends and family with a few clicks.
Come on, Grandma.
We also added a receive-only point-of-sale app, which you can freely share with employees. Let us know what you think. Okay. Zap.store also made a tweet that the Albi is the first self-signed APK on Zap.store.
Huh.
How about that?
So is this like Uncle Jimming a wallet for your friends and family?
That's exactly
through your node through the Albi interface.
That is exactly the idea. Yeah. So, you get a guy all hyped like Chad F, who's running an Albi hub, right?
Yeah.
And now his friends and family, who have been eye rolling and bitching so hard that everything is so difficult, you just add a little friends and family app, and then you can run the underlying node under Albi Hub and let them use it with a little easy wallet.
So can I also rug pull my friends and family?
Absolutely. Yes, you can.
Hell yeah.
Yes, you
your
can.
Your funds is
and
mine.
You should, by the way.
Yes.
You should. You should rug pull them for a week just to prove that you can, and then you give it back.
Yeah, and explain that that's why you want to build a node.
And say, you know, I couldn't possibly do this to you if you would pull your head out of your ass and figure it out yourself. And they go, well, never do that. That's why I rely on you.
And I'll rug pull them again.
And then you just say, okay, well, just know that you can't piss me off because I have the keys.
The keys to your cheese.
Keys to your cheese are mine. Just keep that in mind when Christmas rolls
around.
This
is great. Let's see how many friends and family we can get at the KC Bitcoiners block party
this
weekend.
This whole city is about to be my friend and family. I'm ready. I'm fucking ready. So, yes, that is your shit stain, my bowlers, my beautiful bowlers.
Oh, nice and tight.
Mm-hmm. Promises made, promises kept.
We now conclude our scheduled broadcasts for today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to be with us again tomorrow. Good night.